Incurable Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. It is the High Vibration Show, and today we have something special for you. We are combining two shows today. So we have the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show together because we are stepping into New Year's Eve in the U.S. It's still a few hours away. And for some other parts of the world, it is already here, New Year's Eve, and so we decided let's bring the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show together. And so we have Ray Trujillo here. Hi, Ray.
Hello, and happy New Year's Eve, everyone.
Yes, and Ray is here to bring you good fortune energy, and she's going to be hosting most of the show today. So I'll be popping in and out, asking her questions and giving my 2 cents or $1 million or $1 billion, whatever it is. But Ray is here to send you good fortune, and we want you to have the benefit of both of your hosts. So Ray, what made you decide to be on today? And thank you so much for doing this. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you, Sugandhi, so very much for inviting me, of course. And I truly love the essence and the concept of renewal and regeneration. And to when one speaks of perhaps the ideology of a New Year's resolution, correct? And one could evolve that into to resolve, to make resolute, to make anew, and through God, he makes all things new again, correct? And so in the concept of the future and the concept of one's individual present moment versus their past in conjunction with their present and what they want to achieve for their near future and long-term future, those elements are very sacred to me and important to me as as we all want to help propagate goodness for everyone around us. May God prosper you and everything and everyone around you. There is a simplicity to that, yet it's very divine and powerful. And so when we have the concept of a good resolution for oneself, when one can actually implement and complement themselves in that strategy and contemplate even further into how to improve and make certain progresses. And thereby, when one may seek to strategize a way in which that their tomorrow can actually conduct themselves and apply themselves and essentially, you know, process and accumulate layers and levels in their life that they want to seek that improvement and achieve that improvement and also maintain that improvement. And so one aspect as well that most people tend to reflect upon and inquire upon and have a very deep introspection upon is that what can one do to even, I would say, participate with a good New Year's resolution for oneself? And anyone and everyone can have a complete varying degree, and some could be very minute and some could be on a inner perspective of a great degree of difficulty, let's say. But let's go to the simplistic root parts of that. And in our lives and however in which we want to improve our today and our tomorrow and the days thereafter, inclusive of 2023. So in our lives, in the way that we conduct ourselves, we want to truly make those slight improvements where we can implement perhaps a slightly more honest and useful manner than how we would manage ourselves up until today in this very moment. And when we compare ourselves to the energy and the actions of yesterday, and not just to whom anyone else is today, yet ourself, yourself, and be aware consistently of thyself in the pursuit of what we desire today and tomorrow, And there are numerous variables of dimensions along which one can improve. Hypothetically, let's say that we could prove what would be most useful to the self and to implement in the exploratory contemplation and assessment on that pathway, so to speak, to fully execute and create these ultra expectations of the self that can be at times exceedingly overwhelming yet exciting at the same time. So essentially, if one figures out something, even in essence, if it is a small forward and toward momentum and a step forward in that, and be pleased despite how minute the steps appear to be, then that one simplistic thought, that one emanation of execution in that self, in that individual thereby becomes increasingly pleased that they themselves could make the incremental improvement. And it's extremely useful to the individual that once the motivation has emerged as a response to even the most micro, minute actions, conscious reconditioning, which I've spoken of a great deal, I believe, there's this reward response in the brain, the dopamine hit, so to speak. And therefore, the sequential extension of that reward feeling and all the elements that surround and are around that voice and fosters this, perhaps this, you could say, an additional perpetual seeking of the next layer, the next even bigger step to implement of improvement, progress, and thereby achieving goals, of course. So when one is proving to themselves as evidence to the self, even to that inner critic that aligns with the shadow self, or if one feels formerly, I'm speaking in past tense for this purpose, previously imprisoned by even the self's neurosis or the feeling of being in a quote-unquote existentially lost vibration of a former self in which they want to just renew themselves. By whatever and whichever the root cause or symptom of those circumstances prior to today, right now, and into the new year, 2023, when one just wants to seek the light and find their crown, so to speak, thereby eventually when one is wearing that crown with responsibility, of course, and literally turning on the belief system of their transformation from essentially the pure intention and literally the overall improvements and progress and creating with conviction and the personal power, the magical self, the love, the self-love, the self-respect, and also into others. So essentially to affirm what one wants to renew within their scope, within their immediate range, in a, let's say, a starting point, a launching point. And when that entreats into this progression, then one creates this momentum even further, which I can discuss more, of course, but that's essentially, in a paraphrase, succinctly as I can express why I am so motivated to help and assist anyone that has a desire to improve for the new year, and the great importance and the great value that even with one minute or micro movement or micro thought, that it is of such essential gain for the self, because it opens up a panacea for everything else that comes thereafter.
Wow, Ray, you have explained this so well. Your desire to be there for people in one sentence. Ray has a desire to be there for people. That's it. And you want to be there for everybody here listening on BBS Radio and our affiliates. You know, we have over 130 affiliates around the world, and they include Spreaker, iTunes, iHeart, anybody. Anybody who's anybody, basically. And so we don't even know how many people are listening, and we don't know how many lives this is going to touch. We don't know how many countries this is going out to. But most significantly, Ray has good fortune on her side. You could say that. She has goddess of good fortune batting on her side. And just being in her energy brings that good fortune. So on one hand, Ray wants to give you all her information. And, of course, not all her information because, you know, she's got tons of it to be just scratching the surface. That'll be like, wow. But she also, by being here with us today, sends you the energy of good fortune. So it's like being in the presence of the goddess of good fortune, of being in front of somebody who is good fortune herself. And I've seen amazing things happen in Ray's energy. She's just, what can I say? She's amazing. And the joyful manifestation energy is what started all of this. And this is the Joyful Manifestation Show combined with the Good Fortune Show. So we're bringing you a double dose multiplied into infinity since it's New Year's Eve or going to be New Year's Eve very, very soon. And so in the joyful manifestation vibrations, what we're talking about is we're sending you these really, really high vibrations just by being on the show. So it's almost like, Ray, wouldn't you say, like, if you want to see your favorite singer perform, you need to be there at the site where he's performing. And then you get the benefit of his voice and his performance and his energy, his personality. Basically, you have to buy the ticket, right, to see the show. What do you think, Ray? So just being on the show helps? Just listening to the show, do you think it helps?
Absolutely. I do. I believe that if anyone has an intrigue or this introspection desire for just raising their vibration in a multitude of ways and whatever is very much conducive for the self, that if they feel aligned. And however, I have a belief that at times that people somehow are divinely orchestrated towards a certain vicinity in a direction, multi-directional, multi-dimensional state of this interception, which God, I'll say God, or your angels or the spirit beings that are wanting to help us all the time here on earth, and Lakshmi, anything that one believes in that way, may at times provide that pathway and create and intercede to assist. And through however form and manner, whether it be through seeing an artist in person that you love, if you see this beautiful operatic or symphony or any concert, rock, anything at all, country, classical, any type of live vibration, it has this certain essence to it in which the soul, the mind, the spirit comprehend and store that in their database. Correct? Because our minds are like mini computers. Well, actually not mini computers, they're grand computers, yet if we utilize the majority, the percentage in which God has graced us with the capacity, yes, that's a different topic altogether. However, when we are in the presence and the receiving the essence of, it is of most significance because there is a treasury there that is benefiting the self. And in the memory state and the correlation of the etheric body, the soul star, and the spirit body of ourself, which is essentially in conjunction with the etheric body and the soul star, in which there's this enlivening, a reawakening at times when you are just being in the, I would say, effort of pursuit, of seeking, and then just something happens to happenstance, right? Something just synchronistically aligns. And one could even say and equate that to quantum resonance, quantum field, morphic resonance, in which just patterns align. And another could say that, well, yes, and then add in that the divine, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and so forth, and Goddess Lakshmi, and all these beautiful emanations that are in accordance with ourselves, that are uniquely inherent within us, yet also on a collective grand scale, in which we as individuals in our own purpose in our own belief systems and our own potential pursuits and our present pursuits combined with whatever we would like to achieve. That's when literally when you pray and then God gives you that exact amount that you need for whatever you need. God gives a farmer the exact, precise, perfect weather conditions to begin their harvest. And when God gives a construction worker the most perfect client base of individuals and everything is there, all the materials are lined up. And when a plumber or when a baker or anyone, a teacher, when their resources are in this necessity of, oh, I'd really like to do that. And the next thing you know, the phone's ringing, the emails are coming in, the requests of text messages are coming in, and or just in an overall realm in which that's the alignment that we are these energetic fields in which our spirit bodies are in a physical body. But in that electric magnetism, in that spiritual magnetism, in which when we receive a very high vibration and we apply it and we absorb it, no matter what we do, no matter what we do or what we want to do, no matter who we want to be or however we want to improve or to just completely continue to qualify ourselves in our most victorious state, then the essence of all that we absorb around us, when it's of supreme value to us, and supreme value could be, you know, varying for everyone, right? Supreme value to me could be that, oh my goodness, I saved a little animal, right? To me, that's of supreme value. And, you know, that I was able to help someone, that's of supreme value. And that death, those are just little examples, correct? But taking the vibration of when one goes to a temple, one goes to a church, one goes to a synagogue, one goes to an ashram, when one goes to see the Bolshoi or ballet in anywhere, or just any kind of theatrical performance, there's this impartation of that essence, that energy. So whether it be a concert, a church, a radio show, a podcast, or a reading a book, or being in the presence of someone reading you oratorially a book, there's this dialogical framework that is so essential and imperative to our living selves in which we can connect to the living God, the living goddesses, the living Holy Spirit that is around us and within us, and literally the living majesty of our personas and who we want to become next, what we would like to impart next. And essentially, I would say, getting to that place in which we can aim above the mundane in one's life. And so when we have these, I would say, emanations before us, and we thereby receive and we process them and we assimilate, and some things are very favorable and or of much necessity, then it creates a high value to itself. And with the, I would say, positive emotions, and I can discuss that, of course, a little more if you'd like, but there's a generated positive emotion through the evidence of ourselves and the circumstances and experiences that we have. So there's much to speak upon that going into the new year and how to acclimate and assimilate that to really help with self-improvement and just magnifying and amplifying good fortune in one's life.
To re Masuro Emoto, and please, Japanese people, forgive me for my pronunciation. So he is somebody who wrote on the fact that words could affect water, the formation of crystals and water. And he showed by many, many examples that if you wrote angry words on a bottle of water, then the crystals formed in it are ugly looking. And if you wrote words like love and blessings and gratitude and all the good words, if you wrote them, thank you, for instance, if you write thank you and love, the crystals in the water actually are extremely beautiful. And yes, this was shown in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? Has everybody watched this movie? It's really, really nice, and I highly recommend that you watch What the Bleep Do We Know? It's amazing. Thank you for that movie, universe. And so the vibrations that Ray's talking about when you read a book that is a high vibration book, when you pray to a god that is a high vibration god, when you pray to something, anything that you believe is high vibration, when you do something high vibration, then if words could affect the crystals formed in water, that is the same logic. It looks like the words have vibrations. You know how they say, be careful of your words and high vibration words? Do you all remember when you read, what are the words that pop up at you, pop out at you? What are the words that pop up or out at you? Love, thankfulness, gratitude, grace, blessings, positive stuff, positive, amazing words. And what are the words that also pop up at you, which are negative? And what are the effects that it has? And even if you're not sure of the effect it has, if the Japanese author, scientist could have has proven for sure that words have effect on water, and depending on the words, waters forms crystals accordingly, then imagine your body is made up of water. So just imagine what it can do to somebody's body. So putting yourself into high vibrational situations, shows, people, is going to help being high vibration. This is not something that is just a pastime. This is life. This is going to save somebody's life. And we don't want to talk about the bad stuff here, but think of all the good that it can do to you and to your life. It has been proven that words affect water. The body is made up of water. Everything that consists oxygen. Ray, anything, any insight? Is this what you're really talking about?
Absolutely. And I'm very pleased that you brought up Dr. Masaru Emoto, because I absolutely love him. I love his work. He has been a beautiful pioneer upon this planet. His work is legendary, and there is so much in. I would recommend to anyone and everyone, if they have not read his books thus far, that they do at least seek out to begin with. Perhaps I'd say an introductory book would be The Secret Messages of Water. There's also Messages from Water. There's Love Thyself. There's all these beautiful books in which I actually have the good fortune of owning personally. And I mean, and Sugandhi is absolutely correct. If one is not aware of his work, when she speaks of the divine, and there's a biochemical response in the body that occurs in which, yes, it is so much of value and truth in which when we do believe in ourselves and we believe that we can have an opportunity for any improvement and greatness, it is of great value and it can definitely be applied. And when she speaks about the pictures and the portraits of these water emanations, truly the crystals that are formed in the water are absolutely beautiful. And they even had a study in the a lake of Switzerland. I recall reading one of his books, and I believe, please everyone do not, if I misquote this, forgive me in advance, but this is just upon memory. There was, I believe, the beautiful song Silent Night, which is written in Austria, long ago in the late 1700s. And so there was this bordering lake in which they sang and they utilized Silent Night, and the crystals in the lake from which they studied beyond turned into the most majestic of all. And when the water was prayed over, or like how Sugandhi had stated, love, and I love myself upon the water bottle. The water has this intrinsic energy beyond. And so we are made of water. This earth is made of water, and water is literally the mirror of ourselves, of God, and whatever else anyone wants to impart or take with that. But surely, though, these crystals that emanate within the water and these apparitions are literally what appears to be an apparition, but it's scientifically proven. And truly, when one wants to create a shift and a change, you know, if one wants to go into a mini MRI and look at the brain waves and see the difference when, you know, the neocortex and the hypothalamus and all these areas, and I would say there's a response system that's being generated, and there's these senses of love and senses of fear and the dynamic aspects of, you know, literally being activated. Well, when we have a biochemical response within our body, in which many of us do, I believe everyone does, but some of us are a little more on the path of this does occur. And thereby, when you do have that awareness through your own individual critical thinking application with your own research from verifiable sources, of course, in which you have this extra layer of knowledge to what you can truly add into your memory bank, and then you resource it yourself, and then you can adjust therefore with this extra knowledge that's not just granted every single day to all of us. Sometimes we have to either, you know, find through referral that someone else has read the book or other things, or like what Sugandhi spoke of, that documentary, What the Bleep Do We Know, in which there's so much to uncover in this world. And that's the majesty of this kingdom of God, this kingdom of the world, this kingdom of earth, in any way in which, you know, God made us like these perpetual spiritual beings. And so, yes, so I mean, I don't mean to digress there, but I got a bit animated because I truly do honor Dr. Emoto's work. And we can learn so much of ourselves when we seek, like if we speak to a plant, right? Like Rupert Sheldrake, if we're on the discussion of authors, Rupert Sheldrake and the secret life, the speaking to plants and morphic resonance, of course, and all that, and Dr. Emoto, when we speak to water and when we speak to ourselves, right? If we speak to a plant, if we speak to a creature, if we speak to our pets. And then, of course, if we speak to one another, correct? So if I declare unto you, Sugandhi, and the whole entire audience, and thank you for your participation with us on this pre-New Year's Eve and New Year's Eve for those out there on the other side of the equator. And if I were to say to everyone, you are all affirming now your greatness. You can affirm your greatness. Well, after some absorption of that positive statement, and I declare that with full authenticity. I declare that upon everyone. Those of you that I do not know in person, and those of you that maybe one day I will meet one in person. Who never knows, right? Sugandhi and I might meet one of you or all of you at some point, but I'm speaking in the pretense of that there's so much of the power and the root origin of when we speak of sacredness in the pursuit of just letting goodness flow through, and especially onto us and for others, there is an addictive presence with that, because even if it's on our reward center where we feel, wow, that felt really great to help someone, that really felt nice, it's not self-serving, but it's more because it feels good, because we know that we're in a purpose that is greater than ourselves, in which we're doing something altruistically and selflessly into the world, yet our body system, our spirit body, and our biochemical response, in which the water that we consist of, the greatest deal we need, we could go on and on about nutrition and hydration, yet I'll spare all of you guys that. However, when one hears certain words back into themselves, in which the karmic law of the universe is extremely genius, of course, and very clever, and always has ways of assisting us with self-correction, and also reminding us that My goodness. Do you remember 20 years ago you bought someone a prom dress and you forgot all about it? And suddenly they ran up to you going, "You're the one who bought me that prom dress. Thank you. Wow. And because of you, I had beautiful pictures. I had a great prom." Just things like that. And then one day out of nowhere, someone wants to buy you everything and you're not even expecting it. And maybe it was that great action you took. And I don't mean to say 20 years ago, but essentially sometimes that happens. And it could be even on a grander scale where someone wants to buy you a boat or a Lamborghini. And I'm speaking in, I don't mean to be hyperbole, but I'm giving great examples that are true, that can be true, even if it's just in the simple manner of that reflection of the inner self, in which the body remembers the goodness that you did. And the body remembers also maybe when we're not so kind to ourselves. And so the universe wants to continue to remind us that, wait a second, you were very kind before. Let's be kind to yourself. And then the karmic laws want to interject and literally say, you were so kind and you gave everything to everyone. And now it's your turn where you love yourself, you regenerate yourself. And then out of nowhere, someone else externally of yourself will come through and do something very kind for you in which you're not expecting. And so there are so many multidimensional applications that one could delve further into and discuss and apply with this. But I could literally talk about Dr. Emoto and go on great lengths and just everything that it's literally so essential. I literally have actually bought copies of that book and gave it away to people throughout the years. He's a doctor. He was a very, very renowned scientist and doctor and just beautiful individual. So we thank you in the ethers. We thank you in the universe. So yes, so I that's how I relate to that.
So Ray, my question is, in what the bleep do we know? There's a little kid who invites the heroine, my pronunciation, so into his court, and he says, "Welcome," and his name. It's a court of never-ending possibilities. So when she steps into that court, then she's able to do things that she could not do, or she learned things that she did not know about how there are so many possibilities happening at the same time, and there is something that chooses the possibility that's going to happen. So imagine that you step into this court of never-ending possibilities, this field of never-ending possibilities. You throw a ball, and there are many possibilities. It could land anywhere. It could land just near the basket. It could touch the basket rim and bounce off, or it could go into the basket. So it's a field of never-ending possibilities, and there is something that chooses the possibility that's going to happen, and that is yourself, your inner self. That's going to choose. Of course, the inner self wants to win, but now we're getting into the law of attraction. Depending on all the energy that somebody has gathered, and we're bringing fictitious Jane here because she takes the brunt of anything negative. Depending on all the energy that fictitious Jane has gathered, the ball is going to land where her attraction factor dictates. Which is why we want you to improve your attraction factor. This is about manifestation, ultimately. And the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show are here to improve your attraction factor. What's the point of playing basketball and always having the ball fall somewhere out of the basket and not really landing where you want? Of course, we want you to be happy. Your happiness is first and foremost. So no matter where the basket lands, we still want you to be happy. We also want you to
Correct.
succeed. And so, if you think of God as the field of never-ending possibilities, and when you take God's help, and by God we mean anything good that you believe in, correct? The universe, anything that you believe in, then when you take this good energies help, the joyful manifestation energy help, the good fortune energy help, then your ball, the ball is going to land in the basket every time. What do you think, Ray?
I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely. Because, you know, there's a saying that, you know, attention goes where your energy flows or vice versa. There's so much of that. But this goes where I'm going to expand on what you just spoke about with imparting with the manifestation notion of there's so much power to that manifestation. And all manifestation truly does begin with, and let me just interject for the new year for everyone here, that if we want to manifest something and apply good fortune with that manifestation principle, we want to aim above all that is mundane and of the past. We want to transcend whatever in the past and glorify our present and glorify our future with victory and aim, like Sugandhi spoke about, to aim for the basket in that way in so many directions of ourselves. And so when we make a wish, essentially, and it could be a very high wish, correct? We want to conceive our future and not be afraid of what our great future can literally be bestowed upon us. And so there's something very, very, very specific about what one wants, what one wants to achieve, as opposed to keeping things, let's say, not so clear. And so, you know, to have an aim, to have like to throw the ball and have it aim towards the basket. So with aiming, that's a very good word. I'm going to utilize that in this moment of that projection and in that metaphorical state of that we're going to receive a three-pointer, right? We're going to just get that slam dunk for all of us, correct? So in order to achieve a slam dunk, essentially, to identify, right? To identify what is within us, to clarify our past, to understand our present personality, and thereby also improving our future self. And so literally inducing the process of interaction with, you know, ourselves, with our friends, with our family, our intimate relationships, our family dynamics, our career paths, or if we don't have something set in stone for us yet, that the emanation of that can improve. And we want to go into the optimization pattern of our education goals, our health goals, our career goals, our love goals, and our magical goals, our spiritual goals, and also our social engagement goals as well, and to be productive, and also how do we use our time, and all these things that literally are very important with goals and aiming. And so we break it down, and we break it down when, you know, there's truly that evidence within the self that when you're actually achieving and when you're grabbing the basketball and you're aiming your eyes towards that goal, it's something that you're valuing. It's something that you are, it, there's a generation within yourself that there's so much to accomplish in that moment. If we can actually achieve that slam dunk to literally create that mini goal, and then it can extend into the bigger goals. And when you manifest that, when you have that quantum energy, that spiritual energy, when you apply that, you know what, I believe in myself, I can do this, I can achieve this, and you're truly left with this sense of accomplishment when you actually do get that slam dunk in that circumstance. And then you go to the place of, what will I do next? Do I want to try another slam dunk? And so now I'll just transfer out of when I would say, what is realistic? And then what is limited and what is unlimited in the self? Well, when one pushes themselves and motivates themselves, or if they need to occupy a sense in their mind of, I just conquered and achieved and I got a three-pointer or a slam dunk and in any capacity, now I want to go dive off of a 10-meter platform. Well, we have to learn and we have to dive from the deck of a Olympic swimming pool, I'm just saying, with a depth of at least, you know, at least 20 feet below. And then you go to 1 meter, and then you go to 3 meter, and then you go to the 5 meter and ascend to the 7 meter and the 10 meter. And so there's goals in which you can look at the ladder upon the ascension of all that, that you look at 1 meter, 3 meter, and then you survive. You're like, wow, I've survived the concept of that. And I manifested, I created that to happen. And now I'm going to achieve to the 5th meter and then the 7th and the 10 meter. And then it just becomes perpetually easier, even if the degrees of difficulty seem to be in that moment. My goodness, wow, how can I accomplish that? But this is when one can truly, I would say, apply in their senses that there is so much of the inner light of God. There's no such thing as the absence of greatness. And this applies for everyone, that, you know, when we're ready to truly assume our greatness, where we affirm our greatness and thereby execute our greatness, no matter what we are doing, no matter what the goal may be or goals may be, that we shall not resist our strengths, our greatness, our abundances. And, you know, it can literally behoove oneself at times to admit to ourselves that, my goodness, you know, complications and analysis can prove to us that at times, truly maybe by default, that one can have a propensity to resist their unlimited potential, right? And what you just spoke about, Sugandhi, with in that metaphor in which to place in the magic coat, to wear that coat. So that's when we allow, and for me and for others, they may have a different outlook, and that's totally fine. But I'm just going to speak in this for simplistic purposes, you know, to truly allow the hand of God to assist what you yourself cannot do alone, or what you want to learn how to do. And literally, when you're seeking that, there lies within all of us this royalty, this inner light of God. And truly, when we're seeking the kingdom of God that lives within you, within me, within everyone, there's this internal temple that allows the hand of God, goddesses, the universe, your angelic realm, whatever it is, your higher self, to heal you and prepare you, prepare everyone to really, truly remove any dysfunction, any neurosis, any doubt, to dissolve and thereby allow the love of God, the Holy Spirit, the celestial realm, your angels, your higher self, whatever you, Buddha consciousness, Christ consciousness, Lakshmi, to literally enter upon those places within yourself that require such, literally, that reward system in which that slam dunk occurs. And then also to accept that royal diadem of the crown that is literally upon you and myself and every single one. So thereby a king, a queen, and truly, I'm going to just say this now. When one has that royal diadem and the crown upon themselves, king and queen, king or queen, and they embrace that renewal of their own majesty, truly, and who they themselves are becoming, one individual self, along with that greatness that is truly in, I would say, accordance with responsibility, and therefore also duty and honor of thyself, and also unto others and all living things. There is such an imperative, I would say, energetic field that one does assimilate with, in which that can be in accordance to with Dr. Emoto, the secret language and secret messages of water. Yet when we bless our fellow humans and animals and all creation, small and large creatures, respect the land, appreciate our lives, appreciate literally all of our existence, and that spark thereby occurs. And then we apply that with aiming above the mundaneness and truly feeling the spirit of the universe moving through you, and the pathways open up, and the material literally starts to, I would say, the material resources, such as if you want love, if you want health, if you want abundance, and you want money, and you want goals to be achieved, and therefore anything, right? If you want your great harvest, if you want to bake the most beautiful bread, if you want to grow the most beautiful garden, if you want to do the best construction job, if you want to paint the most beautiful mural, if you want to be the best at doing hair and the best at doing skin, if you want to be the greatest surgeon in the world, whatever it might be, you know, the greatest professor, greatest teacher, any of that, You're truly letting the pathways of those material resources to befall upon you and, or, you know, oneself, and then embark upon oneself in that renewal of their self. And when we serve for God, our higher power, the angelic realm, in any way that we remain open to God's blessings, Lakshmi's blessings, you and everyone literally essentially wears the royal crown of God in every step of the way. And there's that, I would say, the laws of increase there, unlimitedness, the unlimited power, the unlimited glory of literally our increasing victory. And I want to emphasize on increasing victory in the new year for everyone to truly make high, make the most high of ourselves, and truly make those high wishes and conceive those wishes, like that slam dunk, like that three-pointer, like diving off the 10-meter platform, and you're at the Olympics and everything, and you have judges giving you tens across the board anyways. But however you conceive that, make your good fortune, make your joyful manifestation, and do not be afraid of it. Just affirm your greatness, affirm your genius, and affirm the spirit of God, your higher power, everything that is of goodness and greatness for you, and just emanate that, permeate that into the world, into the ethers, into the I would say, into society, into your neighborhood, into your family, into your friends, into your colleagues, into your pets, into everything around you, the trees. Say hello, kiss the sun, kiss the moon, kiss the sky. When you see the rain, say, thank you, God, for thunder God, right? Thank you, thunder God. When we see a beautiful deer outside, a beautiful bird, we see the beautiful creatures, butterflies, every kind of creature. It's like, wow, those ants work so hard. You know, those sharks in the ocean, they're so imperative to our ecosystem. They work so hard. They've been here since literally the beginning of time for a gazillion years. They're dinosaurs that are living right now. I mean, everything we can think of and everything that we could conjure that is of greatness, that is a reminder of everyone's inner royal light of God and their higher goodness and higher being. And truly, one more thing I just want to add in is that in this new year that we're all embarking into with various goals, and they could be similar, they could be highly differentiating. However, one wants to proceed into the new year. One thing that I would say in a simple way would be highly beneficial is that even if it's a minute micro improvement, just let that be the motivating factor, because once one executes one little mini movement and it feels good, and then literally the dopamine kicks in, and then it's like, okay, what can I else can I do good? Oh yes, I'm liking the results. And then they get into this quality of themselves in which it feels very, very purposeful. And another thing is that to let go of what no longer serves us with forgiveness, with increasing clarity, and to truly make amnesty, like to create and give amnesty to all previous transgressions and afflictions, even if it's unto thyself. And even when it is unto thyself, that is when it is really, 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 truly even of most significance. Because like you mentioned, Dr. Emoto, you know, the beautiful water, and I was saying, in addition to that, the biochemical response and all these things in which manifest within the body from negative thoughts. And we transcend and transpose and transform and metamorphosize all that into positive thoughts. However, and to the best of our human ability that we can do so and to impart, when that occurs, we are truly beginning to receive and invoke and invite that abundance of whatever it might be for our personal lives, and therefore also for the lives of others. And so when we do release, we actually are releasing the toxic emotions. There's people who say that, you know, it truly is better to just forgive, because it's not that you forget, but more like that you're forgiving, which is actually honoring yourself. And so even if oneself made a mistake personally, or whatever it might be, there are forgivable mistakes, of course, right? And if we forgive ourselves for anything up until this moment, and we have our chance to make everything anewed and renewed in the archetype of our renewal and regeneration, then we need to just give ourselves that love and that compassion and give us that room to be great and to receive the greatness that we all are capable of achieving and having and beholding, because that's how God created us. God created us perfect in his image. We are all here on this beautiful planet Earth to be loving reminders to everyone that comes in our path, and everyone and every animal, every creature, all the elements, the nature, the sky, the trees, everything, all the crystals, everything, you name it, that when we walk through the world in the best of our ability and we are surrendering any of the opposition feeling, even of ourselves, that we are making room for all the rainbows to come through. All those rainbows, all that majesty, and it amplifies the positivity. It's literally like a beautiful, like a thunder god of lightning and rain and prosperity. And so it is a very good application in going into the new year to just really, truly work on loving yourself, inviting the great fortune, inviting the joyful manifestation, and loving and respecting and just believing in yourself and affirming it and assuming it at the same time, so you can all achieve your greatness and then apply the goals in a way that is just comfortable and conducive to each and every one of you.
So the Princess Diaries, if people remember this movie, Anne Hathaway, the first movie, I think 2001. It's about this simple American girl who did not look so nice and who is probably teased. And she finds out she's a princess of some kingdom. And she becomes the princess. She attains amazing wealth and happiness and greatness. This story is, it's not just a movie. It's to let you know that you can do that. You can do that. Metaphysically speaking, there need not be just one king or queen and everybody else is a subject. No. Everybody can be a queen. Remember, metaphysically speaking, you are the only person and you are projecting your world. So in your world, you choose how you want to be. And so there will be many, many worlds for each person. Metaphysically speaking, you need to be able to understand the concept that for Anne Hathaway in that movie, she became the princess, or she was born a princess. She didn't know it. She found out she was a princess. And then, of course, now everybody else is a subject. But just imagine if everybody was Anne Hathaway. So that's what we're talking about here. One person need not be the king or queen and everybody the subject. No, each person has a capacity to be the king or queen and have a world of her subjects. Because every person is projecting their universe. So getting into the metaphysical knowledge of all of this can help you break so many barriers that makes a person think that there can be only one king or queen for a country and everybody else is just a subject. And then being forced into the place of being a subject. Metaphysically, we need to understand the concepts of what's going on over here. This is magic. This is entering the kingdom of God where magic happens. Literally, we're not talking religion. We're talking manifestation. What do you think, Ray? And of course, you know, we're approaching the end of the show, so we would like Ray to say something, anything that she wants to say.
Thank you so much. And yes, I totally agree, because that is what truly God wants us to all behold in his image. And God is essentially the king, and this is not religious. This is literally in the, I would say, in the ontological primacy of thought, in which that ontological application is why, where when God exists and the notion of God does exist 100%, and thereby we also exist and we are created in the image of that, which is royal of the brethren of God and the divine kingdom. So I 100% agree with what you just stated. And I know that we are at the conclusion of our show. And I wanted to really, truly wish every single person, every single being out there a very, very, very beautiful, magical, divinely abundant and prosperous and joyful and just successful with victory new year 2023, and to remind themselves that they are completely always unlimited and they can apply that every day of their life.
We are at the end of the show, and we will be meeting again next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Good Fortune Show. Ray Trujillo will be your host. We would like you to join us and enter this land where magic happens and where you create your own future. And you don't have to be a subject. You can be the king or queen of your particular kingdom and understand the logic behind what you're talking about. Understand that nobody's fated, nobody's destined, and that you have a hand in your destiny. We would like to wish you a fantastic New Year's Eve and upcoming New Year's, and we hope for us to meet with you again. Thank you so much. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation and the Good Fortune Show. And Ray, do you want to say good night?
Yes. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for your participation, and we all appreciate you so very much, and wishing you again the most magical new year 2023 that God and the universe and the angelic and the celestial realm and your higher being self has in store for you.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.